Welcome to the Uncompromising Faith Podcast. Why don't you pull up a chair and make yourself comfortable? My name is Homer Less, and along with my wife, Wanda Ring, we are inviting you to join us as we explore what it means to walk by faith.
Well, good morning. This morning I woke up to a dream. Very interesting dream. It was in a large auditorium with tall ceilings and banqueting tables that were empty. To my right on the wall was a large portrait of the forefathers and writers of the American Constitution. Before me were a few patriots, a number of government leaders, known and unknown, that were standing there and saluting their forefathers who had created the great nation of America. I went and sat down at one of the empty banqueting tables. And then President Donald Trump came up behind me and sat down right next to me at the table. Then I heard the words, "Rebirth of a Nation." I knew this dream was significant. God was speaking to me about what was going on in America today. Today in America, there is a tremendous battle going on. It's not between Republican and Democrat. It is between dark and light. If you watch the news, you cannot help but see that the darkness is reaching an intensity we have not seen before. Satan wanted to tear down America and her Constitution, which was founded on the precepts of God. Never in her history has America experienced such unprecedented assault, both from without and from within, to destroy her. Truly, this is an incredible time. For too many years, the American people have been lulled to sleep, content to let their government run the country, while they ingested large amounts of sports, entertainment, and church. This is an old playbook. It goes back to the ancient Romans, who used the same tactic of feeding their populace gladiatorial games while they ran the country. Unfortunately, there was one problem, and that is the self-nature of man. The self-nature, the greed and lust for power, brought down the Roman Empire. And that same greed and lust for power is entrenched in the bureaucrats in American government. Truly, America is headed for the same destruction Rome has, but God has a different agenda. Now, many years ago, our family had a comfortable existence. We had a consulting business, home in the suburbs, two young daughters. We had everything that the American dream is all about. But God asked me, "Homer, what would happen if the mark of the beast came down and you could not buy or sell?" I had no answer. I was scared because how would I feed my family? What would you do if God asked you that same question? Soon after, we sold our business and our home and we moved east to start a new life. There we stayed for 4 years in a small rental home with not much happening. We were getting poor and God was content to let it happen. Then God shook our world. He really shook it hard. We lost absolutely everything we owned. Our family, our friends were gone. We had nothing. But we followed Him for 3.5 years through homelessness and poverty and tremendous suffering. And we learned two very important things. Number one, we were not as far ahead as we thought we were. And number two, we were much stronger than we thought. These two truths were very important to us. The truth that we were not as far ahead as we thought we were spoke to our pride and our realization that we were really very much children. The fact that we were much stronger than we realized also spoke to our pride because we think we're weak. We think we need to rely on God to do everything for us, not realizing that there's a participation in our walk. It took severe shaking for us to see this and actually change. We are pioneers. We are a prophetic parable for what is happening now. You see, God has allowed the enemy to shake America hard. This shaking has done one thing really, really well. It has broken the entertainment, sports, and church systems that people have relied on to blind them to the reality of what was going on in their country. It lulled them to sleep. God is waking his people up to the raw reality in America today that the enemy has come in like a flood. He has exposed the demonic agenda to take over the country with hostile intent. And they are bent on doing so. But it is not yet time. Just as we as a family had to stand up and face evil, so do the patriots in America. Just as we had to fight to stay in faith as we followed God, Americans are going to have to fight to win their country back. This will not be easy. The wilderness is ahead. But there are those of us who have gone before and know what the terrain is like. My fellow brothers and sisters in America, now is the time of rebirth of your nation. Now is the time you cannot sit back and just rest. Now is the time you must fight against the darkness and stand for the light. Now is the time you must choose whom you will serve. For the choice is very clear. It's on the news every night. It's the rioting, the destruction, the hatred, the verbal violence. It will only get worse, my friends. It will only get worse if we allow the darkness to continue and we do not stand up against it. Remember that if you do not make a choice, it is a choice for darkness. There is no middle ground here. There is light and dark. We must choose this day whom we will serve. If you do not fight, if you do not choose now, darkness will win. And speaking to those who are not in America, now is our time to pray like never before for our brothers and sisters. We know that what happens in America will affect us all. If we do not stand up with America and fight in prayer for her survival, and for her rebirth, darkness will win and it will cover the globe. Now is not the time that darkness wins, my friend. Now is the time when light can win. Let us take up this challenge from God. Let us fight in prayer for the rebirth of the nation of America.
Thank you for joining us on this Uncompromising Faith podcast. We hope you have been encouraged in your walk of faith and want to learn more. We can be found at www.uncompromisingfaith.ca, where you can read more of what you just heard here, download our book, and connect with others that share in your passion for Jesus. May God bless you richly.